Reading from Srimad Bhagavatamrita. Text, book 2, chapter 1, text 11. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Bhogante moha avritim ete sarve priyantihi. Mahar adi gata kechin muchyante brahmanasaha. But when their enjoyment ends, all these persons must return to this mundane earth. Only a select few of those who have reached the planets of Mahar and beyond are liberated along with Brahma. Commentary. Materially ambitious people must accept repeated births. Among them, persons dedicated exclusively to prescribed duties can achieve liberation when they finish enjoying the results of their good works. For persons whose renunciation is incomplete, one path of gradual liberation is to enjoy subtle pleasures on the Maha, Janas, Tapas, and Satya planets for a long time and then become liberated along with Lord Brahma when the universe is finally destroyed. Another gradual path described in the Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra is known as Achya Adi. On this path, the progressive candidate travel one last time to the higher regions of the universe, enjoying in each of the several intermediate stages in bodies more and more subtle until he attains liberation. So the class will have to be a little bit short today. I'm really sorry about that. I'll have to finish after half an hour. Because I'm really set up now. My technology is really set. I worked out all the kinks. I'm invited to a wedding of someone who's been I've been close to their family for maybe 25 years in Vrindavan. Many of you may know Nandanandana and his wife from the Goshala. And he's now in New York preaching. And we always had a very, very close group. Nandanandana, Dadu, the old Dadu, the mailman, Bibi Govinda Swami, Bhuri John, myself, Raja Bihari, a few people. We always would take incredible Bengali feast at the Goshala at his home, and it's like family. So the wedding's very late at night. I don't think I'll stay for that, but I will just go to offer my best wishes. I should be there a little bit late, but not too late. So excuse me for that. So we're in the second chapter of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the second book. And the first book dealt with the highest devotees and Narada's search for the highest devotees. The second book deals with delineating the highest place, where that highest devotion takes place, which is Goloka Vrindavan. And as this is initially, you know how these books are a story within a story within a story within a story. So the basic story, or the first story, is Marge Prickett's son, Janamejaya, inquiring from Jaimini Rishi on a kila, or commentary, on a second and more intimate Mahabharata, which we have not heard, but Jaimini Rishi had just explained to Janamejaya. And he wanted a commentary on it. Just as the Harivamsa is a kila, or summary of the philosophical points in the Mahabharata that we have heard. And begins to tell, which is basically the second story of Marge Prickett having completed hearing the Bhagavatam, now giving a summary or the cream or the essence of it to his mother, Uttara, which begins the third story, which she begins with. Marge Prickett begins to tell his mother, which is really the essence of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, is Narada's search progressively for the topmost devotees. So Jaimini has just finished telling that story to Janamejaya, and Janamejaya wants to know if there's anything more. And as a good disciple, he expresses his faith verbally to encourage the teacher to enlighten him. Because the teacher's ability, or any teacher's ability to instruct or teach someone, is based on the student's faith, which is commensurate or equal to the endeavor he will take to assimilate and apply those instructions in their lives. And to the extent that that type of faith is expressed sincerely, is to the extent that the teacher can endeavor to enlighten the student. So, Janamejaya expresses his faith, and Jaimini Rishi is enthusiastic to continue explaining the story. He begins and says that after Uttara heard the Narada's story of the topmost devotee, now she wants to know what is the place in which such excellent devotion takes place. We're so interested in the path of bhakti, but we're interested in the dham. Shastra's listening there. He knows how essential that is to his spiritual life. To not only know the process of devotional service, but to know the place in which it is exemplified, so that one can take advantage of the place to execute devotional service to one's full potential. I'm not at my place. Giriraj Swami, it's his place, he's staying there. I'm kind of across the way in the same cul-de-sac. I kind of like it in one sense. It's like a
It's like an old sadhu jewel.
And it's right on the street here, and across the street is the kirtan in my neighborhood, and all the sadhus are coming by my window, and I don't have a desk, I'm just sitting on a bed. But it's relishable, Vrindavan, just to sit here and wake up in the morning and to chant Hare Krishna in concentration and get the association of the great souls. I just went out to Barsana 2-3 days ago for a 12-hour kirtan. And it was in Krishnakund, in Gahavan Forest, which is the most exotic, beautiful, spiritual, sweet. This Kund with like 30, maybe 20 steps coming down. And then on the side of the Kund is a big kirtan hall. So you sit in the kirtan and you look out into the Garhavan forest of Srimati Radharani. So I went there and basically sat for the 12 hours, but it was just, because the devotees had just attended a kirtan retreat. They had just finished a 64-round day in Terakadamba, which is equal to Garhavan Far. These are the two most beautiful places, by far, in my own taste and estimation. So such beautiful kirtans, and then Lokanath Swami came, and incredible kirtaniers, and in the middle of the kirtan, then Radha and Krishna appeared. Somehow, there was young children who do this Radha and Krishna dress up and these dances, and they just came up in their uniforms, and we sat them on the throne. Being in the association of Giriraj Swami and Lokanath Swami and Sachinandana Swami and Bhori Jan Prabhu and Jagatarini and Prasant Mataji and Srimati and so many pure devotees chanting Hare Krishna. The place, the environment, it's such an important touch of truth if you can execute Krishna consciousness. I'm very happy here. Today I took Mahaprasad of Krishna Balaram at Bhuvaneshwar's. Shastri, he indicated a slight desire to maybe come to Puri. But it's just a very, and going to the kirtan at 5:30 in the temple. And so the place. So, Marge Prickett is going to explain to Uttar, who is very eager to hear about the place, the highest place. And the highest place gives the most facility for pure love. That's Vrindavan. Even now, I mean, you can miss it. You can miss it. It's being covered to some extent. The last few days, I've been just going to the through the forest, and it's a fog, and I take groups of devotees through the forest at 8 o'clock. We go around the back path, and then we sit in this secluded little hermitage of this one Vaishnav and his family. Secluded hermitage. And it's great. A simple life. They pick flowers from their gardens. They cut the roses. They make garlands in the morning, put in the basket, and walk to Bunki Bihari and sell it. And they welcome us so nicely. And then we went to Prempi Shore's farm. And now he's purchased 3 or 4 times as much land. I don't know, purchased or rented. So he actually, in Vrindavan, he has a place where the cows graze in a forest with thick, lush grasses. And you go into the field, and these huge cows come to you with affection. That's really a touching, moving. And they're just so nice to see cows just grazing on thick grasses, eating as much. He's dedicated. He loves the cows, and he has faith that if you serve the cows, Krishna will be pleased. And that's the success. The success is the pleasure of God and the reciprocation of God. Whether he gives or not, he gives. And we're dependent on God. So why not please him and trust him? He will protect us, which means he'll do what is best for our soul. And one who surrenders to God and trusts God in that way, that faith develops. And it doesn't mean what's best for the soul is that I win the lottery and God will protect that or make my marriage successful, or he will do what's best for us to realize the soul. And when you surrender to God, to Krishna, then you experience that. It becomes a realization because you can see how what comes to you by God's grace, whether it's giving you more or giving you less, is awakening your soul if you're in that right mood. So this environment of Sri Vrindavan Dham, she wants to know. So to explain in the appropriate way, Marge Prickett is first going to give a summary of the path that one takes and the reciprocation that comes in terms of the destination one gets. So it began with the householders who perform the prescribed duties, nitya karma, naimitta karma, kamya karma. When they perform their karmas, their prescribed duties, this is not just ordinary fruitive, it's not ordinary sinful life, vikarma. It's religious, spiritual life. And those who are the celibates can attain to the four higher planets, or the grihasthas who become elevated, because ultimately it's not just your ashram, but the consciousness in which you do things. Obviously, certain ashrams are meant to facilitate different proclivities, but they're all meant to elevate one spiritually. So, one second here, please. So, what's going to be described here is the indirect path and its destination. And the higher the level of renunciation on this type of dhyana mark, then the higher the destination. And it describes how people on the path of liberation, but who still have desires, get them fulfilled in a way that they can renounce them, and that's what prescribed duties mean. You can have desires, and you can fulfill them in a way that frustrate you and increase them, and you can fulfill them in a way that satisfy you and decrease them. And it's talking about destination. So, renunciation is incomplete, but you are pious and progressive. You may go to the four higher planets, and the desires will be fulfilled. It's just like Grihastha Ashram. There is sex desire. So there's a way of fulfilling it and overcoming it. Well, one can have sex life and increase the entanglement. So there's a way of following Dharma in a particular way where desires become satisfied and in a way that one will, with a spiritual ideal, will be able to give them up as anartha, that which has no value to your goal. That's the main renunciation of the devotee. Vishyavani vartante niraharasyadeyana rasorachamba. When you get higher taste, you have higher objectives. That's the concentration in bhakti. Develop a higher objective. You develop a higher objective, you have more inspiration to give up those things that have no value to that objective. And at the same time, if you're dealing with those things that have no value to your objective in the appropriate way, according to your spiritual evolution or your level of renunciation, you'll be able to transcend them. And this is being described. That you can travel through the universe and experience pleasures in a way to give them up, and then you go to a more and more subtle plane. And if you don't renounce, then you'll have to go down to fulfill those desires in a gross way. Mere elevation to the highest planets in the universe cannot assure one liberation from birth and death. One must give up all material desires. That's the goal. But the question is how best to achieve it. And that's the beauty of prescribed duties. If you look at really the science of Indian social system, people can enjoy and at the same time be elevated to a higher spiritual evolution. You can see many pious people, they have families, they're attached to families. They may be attached to their work. But they come on in, Arjun. Come on in. Is it locked? All right, I'm coming.
Someone watching
it? What are you talking about?
Oh.
This is open right here. Arjun, I'm just going to finish up in 2 minutes. So they're prescribed duties, and people are, but it's not just that one is enjoying life, they're also working out spiritually and becoming attached to God. And therefore, their desires subdue naturally, and they're elevated. And on this path that's being described, it's also in the second canto, path that's being described is Archa Adi. Archa means they go to a particular planet and they become liberated in stages. Whatever desire is there is fulfilled in such a way that you can make the determination, okay, now I'm finished with this. And then you go to a next plane. And then there's a more subtle desire. And then you go, okay, you satisfy it, and you say, okay, I'm finished with this. Because along with the satisfaction of the desire, one is building up his spiritual objective. And that's really how the path of bhakti works. Without committing offenses, engaging in devotional service. Of course, there are regulations and rules. But regulations and rules prescribe absolutely rejecting certain things. But there's other things that one lives out in his life. But the point is if you develop that bhakti and that devotion, then the inspiration to serve and love Krishna and be with Krishna increases in the heart in so much time that at one time one looks at something that one was enjoying in a regulated way, and really it says, I just want to give it up. And you have the power. By that power of the spiritual development that comes in your life. Some persons enjoy pleasures in the upper regions like the realm of fire and attain liberation gradually in stages. And ascetics, fully devoted to spiritual knowledge, quickly obtain liberation. So this is going to be described. Practitioners of yoga, they follow this path. You ascend to a region called Archi. It's ruled by fire. And you progress on that. And beyond that, you go to other regions, which is Sishumar. You pass through that, and the planet of fire and the material contamination goes, and then you go higher. And then from that, you go and you attain Maharloka. And then there's more purification. And then after reaching Satyaloka, you go into more and more subtle, and you surpass subtle objects of senses. Like aroma and different things. And then finally, when you get rid of all the subtle things, you pass to the level of egoism, which is the Mahatattva, the collective material world, is the egoism. That's what creates this world. And that kind of vehicle where one is attached to the body for the purpose of not being a devotee, for not being the servant of God, but being the competitor of God. That desire which goes against what we are. By constitution, we're a devotee. And we don't want to be what we are, that, and then we have to be something we're not. And that's called false ego, false conception. And somehow this is facilitated by a covering which gives us identity. The false ego funnels the consciousness into a particular body and limits it to that conception. I am an ant, I am an elephant. I'm a man, I'm a woman. The connection to that body. And finally, that subtle connection is gone. When that subtle connection is gone, then you're back in the glory of your constitutional position. I am a servant of Krishna. This is a very, very gradual process which you can deal with, but it's going to present that the path of the Paramahamsa is the path of the devotees. It's a very, very rapid path because it's a path of dependence on God, surrender to God. Okay. Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back on the phone for a second.
Judah, yeah. Do I need a wheel charter?
Not really. I'm ready to get it. Okay. Still on the phone if you want. Anybody like to say hello? Hare Krishna? Anybody still on?
This is Kumar.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Good. Anybody like to? I'm going to take. You can take a walk with me while I walk over to the wedding place. It's about 15-minute walk. Yep. Henry Arjuna says Hare Krishna if you're there. It seems. People are having a hard time saying hello, something with the phone here. What?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, I heard Gail. And who else was there in the background?
This is Taylor and Valentina at the truck.
Oh, okay. I will see you all soon in Vrindavan. Good. This is, nice. Okay. It's the wedding season because Chaturmasi, they don't have weddings. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hello. Any my rights?
Mother Indrani, always nice to hear your mature voice.
Sounds like you're having a wonderful time. I'm so happy for you.
I always remember that time right where we went to Govardhan. And you were praying in front of the mouth. And I remember you saying, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Beautiful.
Wonderful message. Keep me going. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Now, I'm walking out to my cul-de-sac here. So you want to take a walk with me here?
Yeah.
And from the cul-de-sac, go to the Prikramarg and take a right. And just watch all the nice devotees walking on the Prikram path. As Raghunath Das Goswami said, I would rather hear my ears be filled with the prajalpa of the Brijvasis than attain love of God in any place else. Now, when you're here, that makes sense. Because there's something external here that may be disturbing from one level. But on another level here, when you enter internally, the sweetness,
oh my Lord,
the sweetness of the Vaishnavas that come here is just, even the people that I'm going, I know them for so many years, such sweet Vaishnavas, and even though it's kind of a little bit past my bedtime, trucks and things are going by. Anybody else like to say hello before I...
Hi, Bob, all right.
Okay. It is time. There's too many non-Vrindavan sounds here. So thank you all for... It's kind of tough. I only had a half hour, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's a very technical session, section, you know, and I don't know, I actually studied it, but right now I'm teaching Brahma Vimohan Lila, and I'm more inclined to discuss that. It's such a beautiful pastime we've been studying, and the image of Krishna sitting with the cowherd boys, the birds and the bees echoing in the trees, the soft, white, and clear sound, sand, the blooming lotus flowers, the clear lakes. Krishna sitting with a flute tucked into his right dhoti and a bugle horn and in his left. And in his hand, yogurt, rice, and incredible fruit. So it's time for me to cut the classes here. I have to drop my friend off sometime. Okay. Hare Krishna. Mancha Kalpas. Rubya Chak.
Sindhu Bhiva Chapati Tampa. Maybe I'll Vaishnava. Maybe I'll Vaishnava.